As of Monday, all schools within the Lower Yukon School District were reopened. The district is not entirely free of COVID-19. 3 of the 10 villages within LYSD have had COVID-19 cases in the past 2 weeks. But Superintendent Gene Stone said with the low number of cases, the district decided to reopen schools in those communities as well.
We felt that through our conversations with the active cases that they were isolated and that there wasn't, you know, concern at that point.
LYSD is one of the only districts in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta that currently allows students to play basketball. This goes against the recommendations of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Last week, the Lower Kuskokwim School District Board voted unanimously to not allow sports until cases decline further. To support his district's decision, Stone pointed to other school districts in Alaska outside the region that are allowing sports. He said LYSD has thus far avoided any spread of COVID-19 in its schools, using mitigation plans drafted in the fall. Plus, he said the district has instituted a new testing program at each of its schools.
What we're trying to do is make sure that every staff member and student is tested every 2 weeks. It's not mandatory, but we haven't had anybody at this point that I know of that's resisted it. I think people want to know that their kids are safe.
These are antigen tests that LYSD staff administer. On top of safety mitigations, Stone said there's a need for sports activities.
Obviously, basketball is a huge part of these kids' lives, and they love it, and the communities love it.
Stone said the district is taking precautions, which include closing basketball practices to the general public, administering symptom and temperature checks before practices, and requiring masks on the bench or in a huddle. He said the district has not mandated masks in games before, but would do so going forward. The district is also allowing students to travel out of the region for games. Last week, teams from Scammon Bay and Hooper Bay traveled to Point Hope for a basketball tournament that included teams from Glen Allen. Activities coordinator Byron Uluk wrote in a report that the Scammon Bay teams were diverted to Nome on their way home due to weather. Uluk wrote that while in Nome, the Scammon Bay boys team played a game against Uniloquit. Stone said that while traveling, players are staying in their rooms and not mingling with other students outside of the games. And he said they're taking steps to reduce the risk of infecting others when they return.
When the kids return, they return as a cohort, so they're not out in the regular school population. And then after 7 days, if they test negative, then they're fine to return to the regular student activities.
Stone said the district is not participating in wrestling because that sport is riskier with the closer contact of athletes with one another. This weekend, basketball teams from Hooper Bay will face off against Chivac while Scammon Bay plays Uniloquit. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.